shall we turn to Romans?
罗马书第十二章
chapter 12.
我们今天要读第几节？我们今天要读第十八节。
Number 18.
若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。第十九节，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着说，主说伸冤在我，我必报应。大家一同来读十八十九节，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着说，主说伸冤在我，我必报应。我们请李博士给我们用英文读一遍第十八、第十九节。
Verses 18 and 19 in English. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
请李博士带领我们祷告。
Father, we thank you once again as we open your words. We pray that you open our hearts with the working of the Holy Spirit. Speak to us through your servant from the Bible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 我们从过去几个礼拜所讲的那几节圣经中间
From the few verses we expounded on for the last few weeks,
看到一个圣徒应当在社会中间怎样生活
We have seen that as a saint, how do we live in the society?
在同工中间怎样生活
Among the co-workers, how do we behave ourselves?
我们四周围的人有一些会比我们更聪明
And for those who are surrounding us, those may be more intelligent than we do.
但有一些不一定比我们更聪明
But there are people who may not be more intelligent than we do.
与我们在一起生活的人，有人比我们更高尚。
Those who are living with us may be some are more noble compared to us.
有一些人比我们更卑微。
Some are more lowly.
所以，当我们发现自己比别人更高尚的时候
，If we find that we're more noble as compared to others,
是不是我们有资格去轻看别人
？Do we have to be qualified to despise them?
绝对不是的
，Absolutely not.
当我们比别人更低下
，When we are lowly as compared to others,
我们是不是去？妒忌仇恨别人
Do we then envy and hate others?
也不是的
No
如果以为自己比别人聪明的人
If we thought that we are more intelligent than others
这个人就拦住自己没有办法从别人学习任何东西
Then you become a hindrance to yourself to learn from others
所以不要自以为聪明
So do not feel that you are more intelligent
总要看别人比自己更强
But deem others as stronger than you do
尽量注视别人的好处
If only you stare and pay attention to others' goodness
尽量吸收别人的优点
，and to learn from a good point，
这样你就在无断的学习中间呢，使自己继续不断的长进。
Then in the process of continuing learning, you progress。
自以为聪明的人一定被自己以为的聪明误掉。
Those who feel conceited, they'll be hurt by their own conceitment。
自以为聪明的人一定看不起别人，结果就绊倒自己。
Those who feel that they're more clever as compared to others, they become a stumbling block to themselves.
有许多人在他最有把握的事情上都是最忽略、最不精心的。
There are too many people, the things they feel more confident, they are the things they neglect.
最会游泳的人很可能死在水里。
And those who can swim very well, maybe they were drowned.
最会赛车的人可能死在车上。
Those the best in terms of racing cars, maybe die in racing.
最会做生意的人可能有一天大大破产。
Those who are best businessmen, maybe one day they face bankruptcy.
自以为有学问的人常常最后呢，在自己的学问中间完全糊涂。
And those who feel they are so learned, maybe they are lost in their own this learnedness.
政治家可能死在政治界里面。
Politicians may die in the field of politics.
因为社区对他们驾轻就熟的事情
，because all these things are so familiar with them，
他们认为对我一定没问题的。
They thought that to me there's no problem，
因为我是老有经验的人
，because I'm also experienced，
所以我不必像你们这样处处担忧。
So I don't have to be like you be so careful，
我可以非常放胆的做我要做的事情。
I can do it very boldly in what I want to do，
所以圣经说不要自以为聪明。
So the Bible says don't be self-conceited.
圣经说要俯就卑微的人。
But rather be associated with those who are lowly.
当我们比人好的时候。
So when you're better than others.
那个表示上帝太恩待你。
That is only about to say that God has grace upon you.
既然你比别人有多余的。
Since you're surplus compared to others.
你比别人更有钱。
You are more money.
你比别人更聪明。
You are also more intelligent.
你比别人更有机会。
You also have more more opportunities.
你比别人更有智慧。
You're more wise.
你比别人更有机会读书。
You're more opportunity to learn.
你比别人更有经验。
You're more experience.
你不是轻看那些没有经验、没有学问、没有知识的人。
But you're not going to despise with those that are less learned, less fortunate, less clever.
你是了解、同情他们。
But you understand them to sympathize them.
你是帮助、劝勉他们。
And to help them to encourage them.
你是陪着他们，使他们一同长进。
And to accompany them to grow.
所以这样的长者自己尊重自己
，so those who grow will respect themselves，
又可以提携幼辈
，and be one who is compassionate to the younger，
长辈才是伟大
，so the elders then are great。
我们如果被比我们更聪明的人看不起
，if we are being despised and by those who are more clever than we do，
我们心里是很难受
，you know we feel hurt。
所以当我们自己有这种感受以后
，so after this kind of feeling，
我们就多体贴别人。
All the more we want to have compassion on others.
多体恤别人
and have more compassion on others.
多了解别人这样的情
况 and more than we understand others' feeling.
免得我们变成一个绊脚石
Let's become a stumbling block.
是危害别人，没有造就别人
Become a threat to others, not to build them up.
是人与人之间的伦理
So the kind of ethic between men and men.
反之，做得越好的人，就是越有智慧。也是越凭良心的人
The better that we do The more conscious that we are And also the better that we are
像众人以为好的事
So what things all people deem as good
我们就留心去做
Be careful to do it
不一定说众人以为好的事一定是对的
It doesn't mean that what all deem as good must be good
也不一定说众人所以为是的我们一定要顺从
Or it doesn't mean that all deem as yes We must obedient
因为多数不等于就是真理
So majority is not equal to truth
请你注意这句话
Pay attention
多数不等于是真理
Majority doesn't equal to truth
但是多数人的意见我们不要随便轻看
But then if it comes from majority Do not simply despise it
基督徒在历史上常常是少数
You know as Christians in the world We always belong to minority
就在马来西亚多数的国民都是回教徒
We know that in Malaysia most of the people are Muslim
多数不等于真理
But this majority is not equal to truth
少数不等于异端
Minority is not equal to heresy
如果我们知道我们所信的是真的是对的
If we know that what we believe is true
多数人反对不等于我们就要顺从他们
If the majority would oppose it doesn't mean that we would be obedient to them
但是信仰是一件很绝对的事情
But faith is something which is absolute
信仰是不能随便妥协
Faith is something we cannot compromise
是相对的事情上
But the thing which is relative,
我们不要坚持己意
We do not try to keep to only our opinion
唯我独尊
Be the dictator in opinions
刚愎自用
And also we be stubborn
那种反对所有的人
Then we oppose all people
因为这会产生一种孤独跟傲慢的习性
Because that will produce some arrogance in ourselves
一个人孤独 isolate myself and 傲慢 arrogant结果呢，就变成众人的仇敌。
If a man become isolated and arrogant, he become the enemy of all.
所以我们尽量不要做一个孤独的人。
So do not become someone who is isolated.
尽量不要做一个傲慢的人。
And do not be someone who is arrogant.
虽然别人的看法你不一定赞成。
Even though you may not agree with his view.
但你先了解为什么有这么多人这种看法。
But you first understand why is that so many people have this opinion.
你稍微谦卑了解他们的心情。
Maybe you be humble to understand their feeling.
从他们的程度。去明白他们为什么做这样的结论
From their level try to understand why they make such conclusion
那你就更了解人性
Then all the more you know about human nature
人性本来有很多的软弱
Human nature have weaknesses
举一个例子、啊、
For instance
一个老师叫这个幼稚园的学生的
If a teacher was to teach a kindergarten student
老师是少数
You know, the teacher is a minority.
这些学生是多数。
The pupils are the majority.
那么这些的学生都是程度很差，因为幼稚园嘛。
But all these kindergarten students, they have lower level.
那么这个老师是不是一天到晚你们幼稚园，你只有幼稚园，你懂不懂？你是幼稚园，就一直看不起他们。
Would the teacher despise the student all the time because they're kindergarten students?
不是，就是因为他是幼稚园，所以他要离开幼稚，才需要你做他老师嘛。
No, because they're kindergarten pupils, they got to leave the kindergarten class, and that's why they need to be the teacher.
他们的看法都是很幼稚
Their views are less that clever.
所以你到看许多的意见是幼稚的时候
So when you see a lot of opinions are so childish,
你不是用轻看的办法
You do not despise them first.
你要了解他循循善诱的办法
But you have to understand and try to teach them.
等候他们脱离幼稚的时刻
Waiting for the time when they leave this childishness.
这是需要很大的 这个耐心需要很长的时间。
It is patience and time.
所以做母亲的一直等到孩子长大成人，许多的事情了解的时候，可能那个时候母亲已经快要离开世界。
You know, as a mother, she's so patient to wait for the child to grow up to understand all things, but she may have already gone old.
所以上帝把母爱放在每一个女人的心里。
So God has put mother's love into every woman.
许多女人被认为是心比较窄的。
You know, this all world was deemed as narrow-hearted.
但是女人的对孩子是很宽敞的心。
But to the children, the woman is very broad-hearted.
很忍耐的。
They are patient.
等候一二十年。
Waiting for 10 or 20 years.
有一天自己孩子明白了母亲的苦心的。
So when one day these children become to understand mother's mind,
母亲不需要孩子报答她死也甘愿的。
And also the mother doesn't need them to repay, they are willing to die even.
基督徒应当有父亲的尊严。
So this, as a Christian must have the dignity of the father.
基督徒应当有母亲的慈爱。
And also the mercifulness of the mother.
基督徒一定要有老师的教导，谆谆善诱的耐心。
As a Christian, we have a patient like a teacher.
特别是同工之间更是如此。
And all the more like co-workers.
我们的同工啊，
you know, our co-workers.
某些事情上他不如我们。
To some of the things they are not better than we do.
另外一些事情上可能超过我们。
But for other things, they may supersede us.
所以我们不要事事强求人与我们相同。
So we don't demand all to be like same like us.
因为从我们的角度来看，他有许多比我们不如的地方。
Before from our angles, maybe there are many things that are less fortunate than we do.
相反的，从他的角度来看，你也有很多不如他的地方。
But from his perspective, also there are many weaknesses in us. We cannot complain to them.
所以这样多学习。少批判
So we have more learning, less criticism.
多听少讲话
We listen more, but talk less.
多观察少定罪
We observe more and condemn less.
这样人与人的关系就建立在好的基础上
Then the interpersonal relationship will build upon good foundation.
我有时很怕青年人懂一点点就这个批评那个论断好像全世界只有他才是人一样。
Many times I'm afraid young people will criticize this, criticize that, as if he's the only one that knows the most.
所以呢，接下去。
So then,
这个罗马书的作者保罗怎么讲呢
？And Paul, this the writer of Romans says,
若是可能
，if it is possible,
尽力与众人和睦
，work our very best to live for peace with others.
若是可能
，if it is possible,
这句话什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
表示这不容易。
It's not easy.
很多很难做到的事情。
Many times it's difficult to achieve it.
所以呢，也不一定你一定要完全做到。
It doesn't mean that you must fully accomplish all.
但是如果可能
，But if it is possible,
你就不要放弃。
You don't give it up.
如果可能
，If it is possible,
你就一定要遵循。
You must try to do it.
所以这里呢，隐藏着一个呢，有困难，却是有命令。的里面的一个劝勉
So then it's an encouragement intermingling with the difficulties and also an exhortation
与每一个人和好容易吗
To live at peace with everyone is easy
几乎是不可能的事情
Even it is impossible
与每一个人和好好不好呢
And is it good to be living at peace with everybody
很好与每一个人和好容易不容易
And is it easy to live at peace with everybody
不容易
Not easy
可能不可能
Is it possible
好像不可能
Looks not possible
容易不容易
Is it easy
是再不容易。
Totally.
如果能不能，如果能好不好
？If it's good, if it's possible.
非常好。
Very good.
所以在这里又困难，但是又不可放弃。
So you see that there's difficulty, but yet we pursue it.
有一些人呢，实在说是很可爱的。
There are some people who are so lovable.
有一些人实在说是很讨厌的。
There are people who are so annoying.
我们诚实好了。
So we must be honest.
我们都是人。
We are all human.
我们都见过可爱的人。
We have seen lovable people.
天天在一起多快乐。
And to live with them every day is so such a joy.
他要走的时候很可惜。
And if we were to live with you, pitiful.
听说要再来，很高兴。
And when he comes back again, we're so happy.
来了最后不必去。
So if he comes better, he doesn't leave.
因为同在就是一种享受。
Because to live with them is an enjoyment.
你一定有过这样的朋友。
You have met some kind of friends.
还有一些人呢。
That certain kind of people.
他要来最好不必来
If they were to come, they better don't come.
来了什么时候走呢
？When he come, when will he leave?
走了，感谢主。
They praise the Lord.
以后最好不必再来。
Better he doesn't come again.
如果再来一看就要吐。
Come again, I vomit.
我们每个人都有这样的经验。
We have this kind of experience.
有些人真是很可爱。
That people are so lovable.
有些人真是很讨厌。
That people are so annoying.
所以我们对每一个人都有不同的感受。
So to different people, we have different kind of feelings.
那我问你一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
你很喜欢那些可爱的人。
You love like those who are lovable.
但是你自己照照镜子，你可爱不可爱
？But even the look in the mirror, are you lovable?
像你这个样子，可爱不可爱
？People like you, is it lovable?
人看你是不是盼望你快快来
？When people see you, would they welcome you?
或者你走的时候感谢主，哈利路亚。
Oh, when they go, they say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们将心比心的好不好
？So using our heart to compare with others.
这些圣经告诉我们的
，This verse says,
如果可能
，If it is possible.
意思就是说
，Meaning,
可能。
Possible,
但是不容易
，but not easy.
如果可能
，if it is possible,
意思就是说
，meaning
一定很难的
，it is difficult.
所以说如果可能
，that's why I say if it is possible.
本来可能就不必讲了
，because if it is possible, you don't have to say
possible. 就是很困难才这么讲
，because difficult, that's why I say.
如果可能
，if it is possible,
你要尽量与众人和好
，try your very best to live at peace with others.
那么意思就是说
，meaning
尽量以后。还不一定可能。
Even you try your very best, it may not be easy.
这很不容易的。
Well, difficult.
就表示呢，不是每一个人我们都可以容易与他和好的。
Meaning that not everyone we can live at peace with them.
有谁做人没有仇敌的？
Who living without enemies?
有谁在一起没有不同意见
？Who then living together without disagreement?
有谁相处长久没有摩擦
？Who then living together for a long time without any conflict?
有没有夫妻从来没有吵架
？Are there this husband wife never quarrel?
爱到愿意一生一世结婚在一起都还要吵架
？You love, but yet you live together, you quarrel.
会不会说知道会跟你吵架？早知道就不要你。
If I were to know that I would quarrel with you, I wouldn't want you.
我要找一个永远不会吵架的人。
I want to find one someone I won't quarrel at all.
那么你就找一个洋娃娃结婚好了。
So you find a doll then.
他永远不会跟你吵架。
Because the doll will not quarrel with you.
那你怎么不找一个洋娃娃结婚呢
？Why don't you marry to a doll?
你要找一个人。
Find a person.
一个怎么样的人呢
？What kind of person?
一个能跟你吵架的人。
A one that can quarrel with you.
啊，你糟糕了，唐牧师要我找一个能吵架的人。
Well, Reverend Tom wanted me to find someone that
你不是找人跟你吵架
，No, you're not finding someone to quarrel with you.
你找人跟你结婚
，But find someone to marry with you.
爱而结合
，But because of love to marry.
这样相爱的人
，But these kind of people who love so much
还是意见会不一样
，Still they have some disagreement.
还是可能会吵架
，Still there's a possibility they quarrel.
与众人和睦是很难
，So to live at peace with everyone is difficult.
与众人和睦的困难在哪里
？Where lies the difficulty?
因为每个人是一个独特。不同的个体
，because everyone is a unique different entity.
Unique different entity. Unique distinctive personality. 每个人都有独特的、不相同的人格。
So everyone is a unique distinctive personality.
我们的个体不是别的个体。
So this entity is not the entity.
我们的人格不是别人的人格。
This personality is not that personality.
每个人都有他的。个性跟别人不一样。
Everyone has character which is different from others.
有的人个性很软。
Some people's character is very soft.
有的人个性很硬。
Some are very stubborn.
那么软的跟软的在一起。
And those who are soft with those who are gentle also.
结果太软了，什么事情做不出来。
Too soft, too gentle, they cannot do anything at all.
有的硬的跟硬的在一起。
And those who are strong with those who are strong.
一直吵也不能做事情。
They quarrel all the time, they cannot achieve anything.
在婚姻的事情上。
So after upon marriage.
在恋爱的事情上。
And upon the courtship.
很奇怪的。
It's very strange enough.
硬的人喜欢软的人。
Those who are very strong will love those who are gentle.
急的人喜欢慢的人。
Those who are very quick tempered will love those who are slow.
外向的喜欢内向。
Those who are extrovert will love those who are introvert.
很少急的人看见一个女的也很急。好，我们既然很急，明天就结婚。
It's very seldom those who are very quick tempered will love those who are quick tempered.
因为当一个很急的男人
，a man who is very quick tempered
看见一个很急的女人
，and see another quick tempered，
他就有排斥的感觉。
You also want to exclude her.
我已经这么急，再加上那么急。
I'm a receive quick temple if I add to her.
我有的她都有做什么
？All that I have, she has.
是急的就要软的。
So those are quick temple, those are slow temple.
比较慢的。
Those are slow in
temple. 这样就感觉到，我没有的她有。
What I don't have that she has.
你看她这样慢吞吞，这很美。
It's good that she's slow. It's beautiful.
等到结了婚以后才知道。
But after getting married.
我们要去出门了。
About to go out,
我快快啊！
Very fast.
因为是八点音乐会开始了。
Because the music concert will start.
好好，我就来就来两个钟头。
I'll come, I'll come 2 hours.
到九点的化妆还没有完。
After 9:00, seven finish with
the makeup. 快快啊！他说快快就来了就来，又在半个钟头。
One more hour.
怎么这样久呢？
How long takes so long?
因为呢，不完就做好嘛。
I haven't finished.
因为这个要很久的时间呢。
This take a long time.
哎呀，你急得半死。
So you're so anxious.
最后你说跟你在一起真麻烦。
It's troublesome to be with you.
那么他问我什么？从前为什么你不要找急的呢？
Why is it in the fast you don't find someone quick tempo?
因为他感到急的不适合嘛。
Because he finds that those quick tempo is not suitable for him.
所以很麻烦，对不对？
So it's difficult.
所以我告诉你。
I tell you.
这个是很奥妙的事情。
This is something of mystery.
上帝造人各个不同。
God created humankind who are different.
那你说，既然唐牧师说上帝造人各个不同，听见没有？所以不同就是不同，我就是这样，你就是那样，这个叫做各个不同。
So Reverend Stephen said everybody is different. So you got to take myself.
不，各个不同。
Everyone is different.
但各个要相合。
But everyone got to live together.
所以不能强调不同。
So we cannot just emphasize on different.
强调相合。
But emphasize on living at peace.
就是这件事情说，尽可能与众人和睦。
And that's why the Bible said, if possible, live at peace with everyone.
众人不一样。
Everyone is different.
不同。
Different.
但是能和。
But they can come together.
不同而能和。
Different can come together.
这是很宝贵的。
That is precious.
同而不和。
But you are the same, but you do not live together.
这很逼迫的。
Then it's no good.
所以孔子说，君子什么？君子和而不同。
And Confucius said that this is a gentleman, they harmony. Come together, the harmony may be different.
Harmony with differences. But 小人同而不合。
But those who are mean, they live in harmony, but no,
they are same, but cannot harmonize.
They are the same, but cannot harmonize.
不能合的是小人。
And those who cannot live in harmony are the mean people.
只相同不能合更是小人。
And also, if you want to point to the same but cannot live in harmony, you are the mean people.
不同能和才是君子。
But yet, when there are differences, you can live in harmony, you are a gentleman.
所以这个很宝贵。
This is precious.
我们意见不一样怎么办呢？
If our opinions are different, what do we do?
和睦。
We live in harmony.
我们个性不一样怎么样呢？
If our personality is different,
和睦。
In harmony.
不要强调不同的地方。
Do not emphasize only on the differences.
要强调我们可以彼此和睦。
But emphasis, how can we live in harmony?
你与我不一样。
You are different as compared to me.
但是我们可以和睦。
But we can live in harmony.
什么和睦呢？
How to live in harmony?
在不同中间求和。
In differences, we want to try to find the harmony.
这是社会架构中间最重要的稳定基础。
That is the most important factor of stability in the society.
在相同中间而不和。
In similarity, yet we are not in harmony.
这是家国。民族文化败裂的真正的原因。
And that is a true factor that disrupts the society, the family, even culture.
人与人
，man and man，
相同吗
？Are they the same？
同样是人。
Yes, they are all men.
人与人
，man and man，
相战
，when they fight，
同而不合。
They are the same, but yet they are different.
人与人
，man and man，
不同个性
，they are different personality，
不同宗教
，different religion，
不同习惯。
Different habits,
不同程度
different levels,
不同肤色
different color,
那可以和睦共居
can they live in harmony?
那就很伟大了
That's great.
所以呢不同但是能够相合
but different but living in harmony
是比相同而不合更伟大的
it will be greater as compared to those who are the same but cannot live in harmony
若是能行
if it is possible
你们要尽力
You must try your best.
若是能行
if it is possible,
就自然和睦了。
Then naturally we live in harmony at peace.
如果可能的话
if it is possible,
虽然如果可能的话已经很难了。
Even though to say that it's possible is difficult,
还要尽力才能和睦。
Then you must try your best, then you can live at peace.
所以和睦呢，就是难上加难的事情。
So to live at peace is a difficulty upon difficulty.
这是真正的事情。
That's true thing.
从来几乎没有夫妇不相吵
It's not possible for husband and wife when they quarrel.
有一次我在高雄讲道。
There was once in 高雄 I was preaching.
我夫妻从来没有吵架的，请举手。
As a reason for husband and wife when never quarrel.
真的有一个人举手。
Well, there's one who raised a hand.
我以为我看错了。
I thought that's mislook.
或者我以为他听错了。
Or maybe he has misheard.
我再问你听清楚一点啦。
And listen carefully, I say.
夫妻从来没有吵架的，请举手。
Well, husband and wife when never quarrel before raise a hand.
他在举手。
He raised again.
后来呢，他太太也在那边。
And why was that too?
问说你太太赞成你举手吗？
Does the wife agree that you raise a hand?
他太太也举手。
The wife also raise a hand.
我们从来没有吵架。
We never quarrel.
哇，我就给他鼓掌。
So I applaud for them.
鼓到我的手肿起来了。
Until my hands swelled.
因为这样的人太少了。
Very few of this couple.
1000对不一定一对。
Maybe 1000 couple not one.
我们刚才问你们结过婚的举手，很多人举手了
哈。So many raise a hand to get married.
结婚没有吵过架一次的请举手。
After you get married, you never quarrel.
有没有啊？啊？有人差不多要挤了，
后来 want to raise hand.
看来看去没有人敢，他也不敢。
Nobody dare to raise their hand, they never raise.
我告诉你不简单的
，not easy，
是不简单
，not easy。
但我劝你哈
，I only exhort you，
如果需要吵的话
，if you need to quarrel，
小声吵啊
，quarrel softly。
小吵是幸福
，to have a small quarrel is a blessing。
大吵是灾祸
，but woe to those who have big quarrels。
不吵是神话
，if you never quarrel is a fairy tale。
好，大家讲一次啊，一二三。小吵是幸福，大吵是灾祸，不吵是神话，或者神话是骗话，不知道。
It's a lie, it's a fairy tale.
唐牧师，为什么小吵是幸福呢？
Why said Reverend Tong, you say that small quarrel is a blessing?
因为人吵的时候比较诚实。
Because when you quarrel, you're more honest.
听懂吗？让你生气的时候。
So you get angry?
你气得要命。
You get so angry.
你说老实讲好了
Truly I tell you
表示平常不老实对不对
Meaning in the past you are never honest
所以很多人平常忍气吞声但是不大老实
So a few people they want to be patient but never not honest
但没办法的时候
So when they get really angry
吵起来的时候
So when they quarrel
就用真正的诚实相待了
So they deal with each other with honesty
夫妻宝贵在哪里
What is the preciousness of husband and wife
宝贵在诚实相待
Because they are honest in their dealing
所以你在家里吵的时候这样的态度，你的太太都能容忍，表示她真的爱你。
You know, at home when you quarrel, your wife can accept the attitude which means truly she loves you.
如果你用这个态度在生意场上，全部跑掉了。
If you this your attitude in the business field, people will be chased away.
许多女人在外面看得很乖，在家里很大声。
You know, a lot of these ladies and outside they look very soft, but at home they talk very loud.
你的丈夫已经习惯了看见你，有时候你吵他也忍耐，表示他还爱你。
So for the husband, they are so used to you, they can still love you, which means they truly love you.
因为如果你用这样的态度在外面表现，人家说，哎，原来有火山爆炸。
If you were to use your attitude outside, people say volcano is erupting.
我又看到一本书里面一句话，看到我就自己笑得不得了。
There was one time I read a book with a statement, I laugh and laugh.
他说，如果你没有看见女人大发脾气。
If you have never seen these ladies losing their temper,
大骂丈夫以后
and after they scolded their husband so loudly,
突然间就拿起电话，听电话说 ，Hello, 你是谁？
Suddenly they took up the phone and said, "Hello, who
are
you?
有什么事吗
？Is there anything?"
你就不懂得什么叫做春夏秋冬。
Then you don't know what are the four seasons.
所以我们有时候呢。突然间的感情爆裂
，so sometimes we erupt with our temper，
理性不做工
，and our rationality never works now。
突然间的我们理性做工
，suddenly our rationality works，
感情压下去
，so we suppress our emotion。
许多时候越亲近我们的人，我们对他越不客气
，so many times those people were close to us were not so good with them。
所以做太太的，你对别人很好，对我很凶
，so the wife said they are good to others but they are fierce to me。
丈夫说你对别人也很好，对我也很凶
，and husband will say you are also fierce to others and good to me。
我们忘记了
We have forgotten.
很亲近的人
Those are intimate with us.
其实他为我们付了很多代价
Actually for our sake they pay a good price.
我们尽量压制情感
We try to suppress our emotions.
尽量产生和睦
Try to produce harmony.
尽量用和气对待那些我们应当尊重的
Try to live at peace with those we honor and respect.
夫妻虽然是历史中间我们的生命中间最赤诚相待的人
Husband and wife even though in our lives are those who are so honest
一点不是客人
And they are not guests
但是如果能够有一点客气就更好了
But if we can deal with them with this dignity is good
所以呢夫妻能相敬如宾
If you can respect your wife as if you respect your guest
不是相敬如宾呢
Not like an eye
不是相敬如夫妻就好了
But not just your husband and wife
像 guest
Or that guest no
相敬如宾。
Okay, and like treating a guest.
因为每一次人客来的时候
，So every time when a guest come,
你总是保留一些礼貌。
You want to keep some respect.
有一些很客气谦卑的态度。
Some with also humility, you want to deal with.
这是我们用书压制管理我们情感一个很大的责任。
This is a very big responsibility how we manage our emotion.
在同工的里面
，among the co-workers，
在团体的中间
，in the team，
意见不同的时候
，if you are different in opinions，
你很气，马上就大发脾气，不可以的。
But if you to erupt so quickly, it's not good.
我的院长对我说
，my principal told me，
当你想生气的时候
，at a time when you want to lose a temper，
你有一个办法
，that's one way。
第一
，the first，
先吞口水三次
，you want to swallow three times。
你要不先吞一下
three times the saliva, three times.
吞三次至少要两秒钟
Because to swallow three times you need
那么就
two seconds.
让时间呢医疗你
So the time will heal you.
第二呢
the second.
想一下
Think for time.
对方的好处
The good points of the other party.
然后呢第三呢
The third.
从你带着哪一个镜子照照自己
Take a mirror and show yourself.
那你就不成生气了
Then you will not get angry so fast.
我不知道我那个院长从哪里学到这三样
I don't know where my principal learned all these things.
真的后来每次我讲这个事情的时候
But every time when you talk about this
很多人都感到很有道理的
Many people thought that's good. Swallow a saliva three times.
先吞三次以后呢
Three times.
你气就发不出来了
Then you cannot get angry.
啊，好了再想想
他
有他的好处的
Yes, good point.
特别是把镜子拿出来
Especially when you take out a mirror.
当然很少人这么做的、哦、
Very people take out a mirror.
每天你没有放一个镜子
You won't put a mirror
要生气先看一下你就看你的脸的不生气一定比生气更好看一点点大家说
see their face better than
不生气比生气更好看一点点笑的时候比凶的时候更好看两点点
When you smile, you look even much better as compared to when you get angry.
很不简单哦。
It's not easy.
我是一个个性很急的人。
I'm a one who is a quick temper.
又是意气很重的。
And a one who also fight for justice.
我是非常见义勇为的人。
And also I want to fight for justice.
很多事情我看得很气很气。
Many things when I get angry.
但是上帝管教我。
But God teach me.
教导我。
Teach me.
训练我。
Train me.
教练我。
And so it could be.
给我受了很多的苦。
So I've gone through many sufferings.
尽量学习学习。
I try to learn and learn.
学习听别人。
Try to listen to others.
不同意见先听听。
The different listen first.
但是年轻人没有经验，乱讲一场。
But young people don't have experience. They simply talk and they want.
先听。
But you listen first.
听到他带太过分的时候。
When it's too much.
教训他一顿。
Then teach them.
但是教训他的时候呢
？But when you teach them,
要用智慧。
Use wisdom.
适当的时间。
And the right time,
适当的词句
the right phrases,
使他的一面听一面不好意思
So on one hand they listen on one hand they feel ashamed
否则反感一爆发出来的时候
If not when they get disgusted
为老不尊为幼不敬就变成僵局
And then the two parties will lose their own temper and characters it wouldn't be good
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
年老的人要维持自己的尊严
When you are old, get dignified.
年轻的人要尊敬别人比你年纪大。
And those who are young, respect those who are older than you.
但同样年龄的人
，those are the peers.
不要让血气在你前头行。
Do not fight with the blood.
意志在后面推动。
But then your will is at the back.
他的才的小理由支持你决定要做的事情。
And then you try to find a reason to support yourself.
这是很危险的。
It's dangerous.
有许多事情呢。
There are many things.
是。感情先冲动
the emotion erupt first,
意志决定了
then the will is decided.
然后呢就为什么你这么做
Why should you do something?
那就找一大堆理由支持你讲的是对
You find excuses to support yourself.
但是事情已经挽回不过来
But the thing cannot be redeemed.
这样把这些事情倒过来
But if you turn the order the other way around,
深思几个重点
After you talk through a few points,
第一
the first,
对方的好处
the good points of the
other 自己可能的错误
your own possible wrongs,
第二
the second,
思想的我做错的结局 很难收拾的
Think about if you were to be wrong It's difficult to solve the whole situation
预言
And try to repay
我生气以后会达到怎样的反果效
When you get angry What kind of result you produce
会产生怎样的副作用
Then it produce that effect
第三
The third
想想最智慧的办法应当是怎么样
What's the wisest way
把这三个步骤想完了以后
After you thought through this system
你已经不给你的生气你的脾气你的暴躁你的鲁莽所支配所利用
then you are not being controlled by your this ruthlessness and also by your this foolishness.
这就是尽力。
That experience.
与众人和睦。
And try to be live at peace with all everybody.
有一些人呢
，There are some
是很不容易跟他和睦的。
It will be difficult to live harmony with them.
你怎么讲他都要斗你。
No matter in what way you say they fight you.
要挑战你。
They want to challenge you.
让你大发脾气才可以。
So that they want to angrify you.
如果你不聪明的话
，If you are not wise enough，
你就上他的当。
Then you'll be trapped.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says，
有一个很伟大的信心之父，就是亚伯拉罕。
A very great father of faith is Abraham。
他的侄儿是他亲手养大的。
His nephew is someone he brought him up with himself。
这年轻人完全忘恩负义。
But this young man totally forget about the good of this uncle。
一点都没有礼貌。
And his ill manner。
所以当他想我年轻。快发财的时候
，So I'm young, I want to make money fast。
他就没有想到。我的叔父或者是他的伯父、是应当被尊重的。
He never talk about this uncle to be respected.
所以呢，他就鼓动牧人，以他是亚伯拉罕的牧人来相争。
So he instigated his own servant to fight with a servant of Abraham.
为什么仆人跟仆人敢打呢
？Why is that the servant will fight the servant?
因为有后盾嘛。
Because they have the background.
很多年轻人以为他做的人家不知道。
So a lot of young people thought that what they do nobody knows.
这是仆人们自己斗的事情。
You know, it's the servant to fight themselves.
不可能。
It's not possible.
因为后面有人撑腰。
Because there are people who are supporting at the back,
你才敢打。
Then only you dare to fight.
才斗，这他们就相争了。
So when they fight,
相争的结果怎么样呢
？What's the result?
你一定要处理了。
So you got to deal with the matter.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕一看见事情严重
，So Abraham saw something serious.
他不参与，为什么你们相争
？He didn't ask why they quarrel.
亚伯拉罕懂得这种道理。
He know about this truth.
若可能。
If it's possible,
尽量与众人和睦
，live at peace with everybody，
连自己的侄儿
，even his own nephew，
这样大胆
，and also so bold，
撑仆人的腰
，and also want to support his own servants，
唆使他们跟我的仆人相争
，to instigate them to fight with my servants，
他不跟仆人讲话
，but he doesn't talk to the servants，
他把亚伯兰把这侄儿叫来
，he come with Lot，
罗德罗德
，Lot，
你是我所爱的侄儿
，you are the nephew I love，
你父亲死了，我把你养大
，your father has passed away， I bring you up。
我是你的 uncle，
I'm your uncle，
我这么爱你，
I love you。
现在呢，你长大了，
So now you're grown up，
你要发展你的事业，
You want to develop your own business， Good，
你的羊很多，
You have many flocks，
我的羊很多，
So also my flock，
那么这地的草就不够你的跟我的一同吃，
The pasture is not enough to feed both flocks。
那现在怎么办法呢？
What to do now？
你知道不知道？
You know，
我是长辈。
I'm the elder.
我从前应该把你压死，免得你长大来捉弄我。
So I must actually kill you in the past，
是吗？
No.
他说我把你养大的钱你跟父母
So I brought you up.
你欠了多少钱多少
How much you owe me?
你今天会做生意我是帮助你过的
Now you can do your business because I help you first.
他没有这样
He didn't say that.
亚伯兰说什么呢
What did Abraham say?
你我
You and I
不可相争
We don't fight.
什么意思
What do you mean?
我们要和睦
We must live in harmony.
你的仆人
Your servant
跟我的仆人
And my servant
也不可相争
So don't fight.
好不好啊
Would that be good?
哦，这个是信心之父啊
That's the father of faith.
信心没有行为是死的。
Because this faith without work is dead.
亚伯拉罕有信心有行为啊。
And Abraham has a faith and work.
他的和睦
，his harmony，
真正是尽力而达到的。
He tries very best to live at peace.
所以他的原则抓到了。
So he got the principle
between you and me.
你跟我之间
，we must not quarrel.
我们不应该相争。
你我不可相争。
You and I shouldn't quarrel.
你的仆人与我的仆人。
Your servant and my servant
也不可相争。
Also, they shouldn't quarrel.
啊，他说，好好，不相争就不相争。
Okay, we don't quarrel.
是，但是呢，不是这样一个理论就完了。
It's not just that you talk on theory.
怎样才能达到不相争
？How to solve the problem of not fighting?
亚伯兰说。
And this Abraham said,
看啊
，Look,
全地都在你眼前。
The whole plain is before you.
你可以选。
You can choose.
你要到海边那边去。
You want to go beside the sea?
我就。到山上去
I will go to the mountain
你要到南方去
You go to the south
我就在北方去
I'll go to the north
我们现在分开
We separate
我们不同
We are different
但是我们还要相合
But we want to live in harmony
我们可以不同地带
We can live in different places
但是不需要战争
But don't have to fight
我们可以不同意见
We have disagreement
我还有和睦
But we can live at peace
我们划清地界
We want to divide the land
我们彼此尊重
But we respect each other
这伟大的老人家
This great old man
他不要为利跟年轻人争
He doesn't want to fight because of profit
他也知道年轻人好斗的心态讲
He knows young people like to fight
专专注重利益。
So the only place the emphasis is on the benefit.
只注重利益不注重义的是小人。
Those who place only on benefit but not on righteousness are mean people.
注重义放弃利的是君子。
But those who give away this profit because of righteousness, they are the gentlemen.
这句话在亚伯拉罕以后1500年孔子讲出来了。
Only 1500 years later, after Abraham, the Confucius said that.
孔夫子在2500年以前。
Confucius 2500 years ago,
他讲这句话
he said that,
君子喻于义小人喻于利
he said that this gentleman will place his heart in the righteousness but the mean people will place the emphasis only on the profit
很专注重利害关系跟人家斗的就是小人
those who place emphasis only on the profit are those who are mean
超过利害关系讲义讲理讲真道的这个是君子。
But those who overlook this prophet but talk about righteousness are gentlemen.
年轻人，我知道。
Young man, I know.
你今年因为你赚的不够多。
Today because you have not earned enough.
你盼望更多的发财。
You want to make more wealth.
你的养更多的地皮。
And also your sheep has more land.
更多的草吃。
More pastures.
更多生羊。
And also bear more goats.
明白了。
Sheep.
可能罗德心里说，哼，老了还要发财做什么？
So maybe a lot in heart will say that you are old. What for you make so much money?
现在不是你的时代。
This is not your time now.
现在是我们年轻的时代。
It's our young people's time.
你已经退休年龄还要跟我争。
You're retiring. How come you fight with us? You're about to die.
现在让给我嘛。
Let me have a chance.
你又没有孩子。
You don't have children.
当然产业全部是我的。
Of course, all the property belongs to me.
罗德不讲出来。
But Lord never say that.
亚伯兰知道不知道？
Does Abraham know?
当然知道。
Of course he knows.
老人很聪明的。
Now old men are wise.
只是不爱讲话。
But they talk less.
大家说一二三，老人很聪明的，只是不爱讲话。我们年轻的时候啊，
Now when we are young,
看见老人家。
When see the old man,
以为他傻傻的笨笨的
笨 fool,、no.
他全部看进去了不要跟你吵因为他跟你吵一定输的嘛
they see everything in their eye they don't fight with you because they lose
you 因为他如果跟你打一跟你打他就倒了所以他就静静的
if they will fight with you they'll lose
故意静静的
they pretend to be
假假不懂
pretend they don't know
你要胜让你胜好了
you want to win you win
反正他老但他懂的
but he knows it is mine
所以我告诉你
I tell you
老人很聪明
why old men are wise
不然过几十年经验什么用对不对呢
if not, how come the experience will come?
就活了几十年就是越来越聪明才叫做老聪明吗
because you live for a few more years you are more wise
那年轻人总以为老傻瓜
so the young will thought
总以为老人是老笨蛋
I thought the old are fools
其实要不然知道的
actually Abraham knows
你心里想说我都知道
what do you think in your mind
为什么呢
why
因为我从前做过年轻人你没有做过老人吗
because in the past I have been a young
我从前怎么想我现在记得吗
in the past how I think I know
你现在怎么想我知道吗
how you think I know
啊，你要给你啦
so if you want let you have it
你要发财吗
you want to make money
你要更多产业吗
you want to have more property
你要快快进步吗
you want to progress
给你选了
you choose
你要东
You want to east?
我向西
I go to west.
你要平原
you want to plain?
我到山丘
I go to mountain.
老人家爬山很苦的
You know for old men to climb mountains is not easy
你哪爬
Now might you take
但是原则是什么
But what's the principle?
你我不可相争
We shouldn't fight
你的仆人我的仆人也不可相争
And the servant my servant shouldn't quarrel
我们可以不同
We can be different
我们要和睦
But we must live
in peace 哇亚伯兰真的很伟大
Abraham is great
我们要一起
We must fight for righteousness
不要争利益
But don't fight for profit
把利害关系
And you come perfect,
放在是非上面的
When you put it upon right and wrong
不是好人
That's not a good man
跟你做朋友
To be friend with you
只要你的钱
Only want your money
只要得到利益的
Only want a profit
一定不是好朋友
You will not be a good friend
跟你做朋友
But to be friend with you
就是你人生的道理
To learn your life's
知道你做人的智慧
And also the wisdom of a living
愿意把他的智慧跟你分享
And want to share with you his wisdom
那是你好的朋友
And that's a good friend
不为义而为利是小人
If you don't fight for righteousness but for profit you are mean people
为义不为利是君子
But for righteousness and not for profit you are gentlemen
亚伯拉罕是君子
Abraham is a gentleman
他是伟人
He's a great man
他是圣人
He's a saint
他是长辈
He's an elder
他有智慧的人
He's wise
有信心的人
He's faith
是敬畏上帝的人
He's the one to fear God
那么年轻人怎么样
What are young people
罗德怎么回答他呢
How did Lord say
罗德心里想当然如此
Of course, so.
我当然要发财。
Of course, I want to make money.
当然年轻重要。
Of course, it's important to be young.
你不就进棺材了
？You will go to coffin.
所以你进棺材，我发大财。
So you go to coffin, I'll make money.
个人有个人的财。
So you have own wealth.
现在我的机会，你自己开口的哈。
So this my.
你说的吗
？You say.
让我选嘛。
Let me choose.
他好意思啊，就选了所有最好、最肥沃的平原。
He chose all the good plain.
让老人家去山上去死。
That the old man go to the mountain and waiting for death.
这个人的心是这样的。
So that is hard.
那要不然你有没有说，我刚才是试试看你的
哦。The Abraham said,
原来你这么坏的，打。
I'm testing you. Fight.
不，要不然好。
No, Abraham said,
讲了就算了，给你。
Never mind, you take it.
给他了。
You take it.
要不然就到山上。
Abraham went up to the mountain.
去祷告。
Went to pray.
主啊，
Lord,
你为我保留的。
Yeah, what you kept for me.
不会失去的。
You will not be lost.
我为你献上的。
What I have given to you,
也不会丢掉的。
Will not be lost too.
因为你是保守我的。
Because you want to keep me.
感谢神。
Praise God.
亚伯拉罕走到山路上。
When Abraham go up to the mountain,
罗德走到平原去。
Lord went to the plain.
一直发展。
Develop,
一直发展。
And develop, extend.
发展到哪里？
Where did he extend?
到索多玛那边去。
Sodom and Gomorrah.
到了索多玛俄摩那去。
When he went to Sodom and Gomorrah,
市场大。
With a big market,
生意好
good business,
发财的机会多
and so good chance to make money,
股票一直滚滚上
and also the stock sell,
哇这个金融中心都在哪里
so all the financial centers are there,
亚伯拉罕在山上
Abraham was in the mountain,
天天退休
every day he retired,
天天灵修
he, devotion,
他天天前进
every day he make money,
前进前进
make money, make money,
最后呢
finally,
时间到了
when time comes,
一个进棺材
One go to the casket,
一个发大财
one make money,
也靠近棺材的时候
the one who are nearer to the casket,
也发大财的时候
but the one who need more money,
上帝降下硫磺火
God have a sour,
烧掉索多玛俄摩拉 and
burn Sodom and Gomorrah,
他火出来的时候呢
so when he ran escape,
两手空空
and empty handed,
一块钱都带不出
not even a single dollar he brought,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear brothers and sisters,
你看过这些事吗
Have you read this?
你听过这些道
Have you heard this?
圣经都记载了
The Bible all records
你以为这本圣经很古老、啊、
You think this is old Bible?
上帝就是最老的老傻瓜、
You think God is old, he is the fool?
所有的真理
All the truth
已经打下去
All have been engraved
每个字像印一样的把它刻下去
So every word have been engraved
不要自以为聪明
Do not be conceited
尽可能
If it's possible,
与人和睦
live at peace with others,
那对你不好的人
those are not good to you,
你对他笑笑的
you just smile with them,
你忍耐
you be patient,
你用爱心待他
using love to deal with them,
你说我太吃亏了
you say I've been wrong again,
我的心很难受
I feel very sad,
我没有办法吞下这一口
I can't endure anymore,
圣经说
the Bible says,
深渊在主
God will take advantage,
你要与人和睦
you must live at peace,
若是人心
if it is possible,
你总要尽力与众人和睦
Try your very best to live at peace with others
感谢上帝
Praise God
我们的主在世界上的时候
Our Lord when still living in the world
亲身成为我们最好的榜样
He become our great example
他被钉在十字架上的时候
When he was nailed on the cross
他不是咒诅那些钉
He did not curse those people
他不是就用恶言来报复他们
He did not use a bad word to take advantage
他受害不说凶下的话。
He was wrong against. He never put a word of threatening.
口自出恩言。
Only gracious word came from his
mouth. 所以在十字架上的第一句话是什么
？That's why the upon the cross, what the first word?
父啊
，Father，
赦免他们
，Forgive them，
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they don't know what they do.
替他们找一个理由
，and find a reason for this.
求父赦免。
To ask the Father to forgive them.
这样的态度呢
This kind of attitude
是世界和平的基础
That's the foundation of the world to live at peace.
如果一个人真正明白基督的伟大
If a person truly understands the greatness of Christ
真正效法他的个性
And truly imitate his personality
是对别人的态度
And attitude to others
那么今天的世界不会这样
Today the world will not be like that.
我已经对你们讲过一段话我再讲一次
I've said this, I'll repeat.
阿拉伯跟犹太两个地方永远不会有和平。
This Arab and also this Israel forever will not live at peace.
我为什么敢讲这句话
？Why did I say so?
因为这两个文化里面没有爱。
Because for these two cultures, there's no love within them.
在犹太人中间
，For the Jews,
他们没有耶稣基督
，They don't have Christ.
所以他们不懂得什么叫做爱仇敌。
So they don't know how to love the enemy.
犹太人只接受旧约。
The Jews only accept the Old Testament.
他们不要新约。
They don't want the New Testament.
他们不要耶稣。
They don't want Jesus.
他们把耶稣钉在十字架上。
They want to nail Christ on the cross.
在十字架上，耶稣基督伟大的爱的表达，他们已经没有心再去听了。
For upon the cross, the great manifestation of Christ's love, they never pay attention.
所以犹太文化里面。
So for the Jewish culture,
缺乏了十字架的神学。
They need the theology. They lack the theology of the cross.
犹太文化里面。
For the Jewish the culture,
绝对不可能产生对仇敌的爱。
Absolutely cannot produce the love to the enemy.
在整个旧约里面的爱最高峰的是爱邻舍，不是爱仇敌。
And the highest manifestation of love for the Old Testament is to love your neighbor, not your enemy.
你们要爱你们的上帝。
Love your God.
尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的上帝。
With all your mind, all your strength, all your heart to love your God.
其次也相反。
The second is the same.
就是爱人如己。
To love others as
a. 那么这个爱人如己就被解释爱邻舍如同爱自己。
To love others means to love your neighbor as yourself.
犹太人只有爱邻舍，他伦理就停到那里。
So they stop at loving the neighbors for the Jews.
那么呢，到了新约的时候，耶稣说我给你们一条新的命令。
So when it comes to New Testament, Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment."
叫你们彼此相爱。
You must love one another.
这个爱邻舍如同爱自己。
So to love others, neighbors yourself,
跟你们要彼此相爱是两件不同。
And to love among yourself one another.
因为爱邻舍。
Because to love the neighbor,
你永远以为你是爱者。
You thought that you are the one loving.
所以你是施恩者。
So you are not giving the grace.
但是彼此相爱的时候。
But when you love one another.
你不但可以爱人，你也是需要别人的爱。
Not only you can love others, you also need the love of others.
慈善家的毛病在哪里？
And what is the problem of philanthropy?
这个慈善家。
Philanthropy.
这个慈善家常以为是有别人需要他帮助，他是不需要别人帮助。
The philanthropy, they thought that they only give to others, not to receive.
所以我做了多么好事。
How much thing I've good,
good thing 帮助这个人，帮助那个人，帮助人，帮助那个人。
I have this and
this. 我爱他们。
I love them.
但是耶稣说不。
Jesus said no.
你们彼此相爱。
You must love one another.
你不但爱别人，你也需要别人的爱。
Not only you love others, you also need others' love.
所以你不是施恩者。
So you're not only the grace
giver. 你不是爱的源头。
You're not the source of love.
你不是爱的主动者。
You're not the initiator of love.
你也是接受爱的被动者。
But also receptor and passive thing when you say love. You must love one another.
这很不简单。
It's not easy.
我举个例子啊。
For instance,
李建南牧师呢，从前不是牧师。
And Reverend 李建南 in the past was not a pastor.
从前也不是传道人。
And was not a preacher.
他从前不是要做传道的人。
And he doesn't want to be a preacher in the past.
他不是读神学的。
He did not go to theological college.
他是读这一个。化学工业的
农业经济，
农业经济。
我是 agriculture economist。
这个，你的农业有没有化学的成分？
有
啊，是吧？这个农作物的化学这些东西，那么他的薪水很高的。
So I have a good salary。
他的结果呢，奉献做传道。
But he dedicated himself to be a preacher。
奉献做传道以后呢
？After he dedicated himself，
有一件很困难的事情。
One thing difficult。
这讲完道以后呢
？After preaching，
有人
people
要把这个。钱给他
we'll give an honorarium to him,
或者弟兄姐妹
or brand sister,
爱心送他一些东西
because the love will give something to him,
你以为他很高兴吗
you think it's good?
他倒是很难受
it's very difficult to accept
因为平常是他给人为什么今天变成人给他
because in the past he gave but now he got to receive
你是不是有这样的经验呢、很不舒服的我给人是可以的怎么变成领受人
it's easy for me to give not to receive、
有一些人人家给他很高兴的
and that people is easy for him to receive
小孩子都是这样的
and the children are like that you want to take and take、
但是当一个人懂得他应该有责任给人但一天到晚领受别人他很不舒服
when a person feels responsible to give but one day he receives quite so difficult with him、
这个是很重要的一个例子
and this is a very important example
但是人、
but people
有给
Give,
有受
but to take also.
有主动
Initiative,
有被动
Passive.
为什么要人帮助呢
Why is it you need people's help?
为什么要人给呢
Why you need people to give?
我变成一个好像要人给才能生活的人
So I am someone who needs to be supported by others.
变成我是一个继续不断在需要中间的人
I want to continue in need.
我比这个例子跟你们平常的观念是不一样的
I give the example is different from what you think.
那你明白了
So you understand now.
所以耶稣说这是新命令
Jesus said this is a new commandment.
为什么是新命令呢
Why new commandment?
因为你与人彼此相爱。
Because when you love one another.
但是耶稣基督这个命令发展到最高峰的时候。
But the highest state manifestation of this.
你爱仇敌。
You love your enemy.
为逼迫你的人祷告。
And pray for those who persecute you.
这是犹太人从来没有的。
This is something the Jews have never learned.
旧约从来没有启示到的高峰。
Because this is a climate whereby the Old Testament never revealed.
旧约是神的启示。
Because the Old Testament is the God's revelation.
新约是神的启示。
The New Testament also is the revelation of God.
启示到最高峰的时候，就是基督真正把最伟大的圣洁跟爱执行在人生命里面。
So when it comes to the climate of manifestation, Christ Jesus executed and lived it out as a teaching.
他们不要耶稣。
They don't want Jesus.
所以犹太文化从来没有可能爱仇敌。
For the Jewish culture, forever they cannot learn to love enemies.
回教文化呢，从来没有为别人死。
And for the Islamic culture, they never die for others.
赦免人的罪。
And to forgive others.
他们也不明白。
They never understand.
所以犹太教不明白耶稣基督在十字架为人死的那种爱。犹太教不明白。
And for the Jewish religion, they can never understand the kind of love Jesus died on the cross.
甚至为仇敌祷告。
And even to pray for the enemies.
回教也没有这个认识。
And also for the Islam, they have not this kind of knowledge.
这两个宗教都不要耶稣。
So these two religions doesn't want Jesus.
都不相信基督十字架的代罪。
They don't believe the substitutional death of Christ Jesus on the cross.
所以呢，犹太人跟阿拉伯人永远没有办法和平。
So for the Jews and the Arabs, forever, forever they can live at peace.
只有真正认识基督的。
Only for those who truly know Christ.
明白什么叫做爱仇敌。
To know what is to love the enemies.
爱仇敌。
To love the enemies.
为仇敌死。
And to die for the enemies.
这不是回教的教训。
This is the teaching of Islam.
回教的教训是我死与你一同死，同归于尽。
I'll die together with you.
所以呢，就有炸弹自杀。
The suicide bomb.
这些人死，为什么死呢？
Why do they die?
我死不是为你死，我死为了死你更多人死。
I'm not dying for myself because I die so that more of you will die.
最好是我一个死，你一千个死。
So if I die one, or 10,000 will die.
连这个也是从圣经学来的。
Even this learn from the Bible.
在哪里啊？
Where?
参孙是第一个。
Samson.
对不对？参孙到死了全部死啊。
Samson, he wanted to die, but he caused everybody to die with him.
所以很多东西 original from Bible.
A lot of the thing original is from the Bible.
别的东西没有什么新奇的。
Nothing new.
是从这里来的。
From here it comes.
是自杀报仇。
To suicide the bomber.
不是耶稣的牺牲赦免仇敌，完全不一样。
But it's totally different from Christ Jesus Christ sacrificing himself to redeem others.
所以这一节圣经呢。
So this verse.
如果能行。
If you can do it.
也尽量与众人和好。
Try to live at peace with everybody.
不同而合。
Different but in harmony.
基督徒。可以不可以活在不同的世界里面？
Can we live in a world that's different from us?
可以。
Yes.
可以不可以活在不同的宗教社会里面？
Can we live in a society of different religion as us? Yes.
我们不同。
We're different.
我们和睦。
We can live at peace.
尽量和睦。
Try your best to live at peace.
尽可能和睦。
Try your best to live at peace.
无论如何。
No matter what.
和睦。
Peace.
那你不肯和睦。
If you don't want to live in harmony.
那是你的事。
That is
a, 你要杀我
you wanna kill me?
是你的自由
That's the matter.
我不应该杀你
I'm not gonna kill you.
我不要杀你
I'm not gonna kill you.
我尽量
I'll try my best
与众人和睦
to live at peace.
那么如果我与人和睦人一直侵害我怎么办
If I were to try to live at peace people don't harm me what to do
下一节圣经就讲出来
The next verse will say that
不要报仇
Do not take advantage
要让上帝自己伸冤
Make room for God to take advantage
因为上帝看在眼里
Because God has seen it.
公义的上帝知道你所受的苦。
The God of justice knows that you are being persecuted.
你受苦的时候，你还没有祷告，主已经知道了。
When you suffer before even we pray, God knows.
你说因为主知道了，我就不必祷告了。
Is it because God knows I don't need to pray?
你要祷告可以的。
You must pray, yes.
你把你的苦告诉主可以。
You can tell your suffering to God.
主其实早就知道了。
As if God has known it long ago.
那如果知道了我祷告做什么呢
？If you ever known what for I pray,
他要看你怎么祷告。
You want to see how you pray?
主啊，我很苦，我很苦。
Lord, I really suffer.
那你的灵性就到那里。
Then that's a spirituality.
主啊，我很苦。
Lord,
但是我感谢你给我耐心。
I thank you.
感谢你的爱在我心里。
Because the love is in me.
啊，主就知道你祷告表明你的灵性到什么。
God will know that in the prayer.
主，如果你说这个主啊，我很苦。
You see, God, I really suffer.
虽然如此
，even though so,
害我的人更可怜。
And those who are persecuting even more pitiful.
赦免他，因为他所做的不知道。
Forgive them because what they do is doesn't know.
主就说啊。
God said,
你的祷告像我独生子耶稣基督。
Your prayer is like my only son.
你懂吗
you know?
所以当你祷告的时候
so when you pray,
主就知道你灵性到什么
God knows how much the spirituality.
那如果你不祷告
If you don't pray,
你说主啊
you say, Lord,
反正你都知道了
you know,、
啊、我也不讲了
I don't have to say,
啊、就交给你去处理了
so you deal with all things.
那主说什么呢
what did the Lord say?
你等着看吧
you wait.
伸冤在我
I will take advantage.
我必报应
I will repay.
所以呢时间不是你定的
So you don't fix the time.
不是我定的。
Not I fix the time.
我不知道有没有讲过一件事情。
I don't know whether I've told you these things.
就是荷兰有一个牧师用这个网络一直责备我，一直骂我。
Yes. In Holland,
已经讲过了 啊，那个事情我们在前面讲的，无论如何不要报仇，已经讲过了。
No matter what, you don't take revenge.
我现在很难过。
I feel bad.
因为他现在变成一个神经病了。
Because now he's mentally wrong.
我不知道什么时候有抽时间，可能我去看他。
Maybe I have time, I'll visit him.
为他祷告。
I'll pray for him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers,
上帝是公义的上帝。
God is the God of righteousness.
上帝是活的上帝。
God is the living God.
我们在受苦受害的时候
，At a time when we're persecuted, we suffer.
要仰望他。
Look up to him.
不是靠自己。
Not to yourself.
因为无论如何
，No matter what,
我们是有错的。
We are wrong.
我们是会错的。
We can go wrong.
只怕我们报仇的时候呢
？It's afraid when you take revenge.
我们超过了我们所应当行的。
It transcends what we should do.
变成记录了自己的罪恶。
And we record our own sin.
惹动上帝对我们怒气。
And you angrify God.
那就没有人能帮助你。
Then no one can help you.
所以求主帮助我们。
Pray that God help us.
主与我们同在。
Be with us, God.
Amen. 感谢主，我们站起来。
Let us rise.
我们一同来读这两节的圣经。
We're going to read these two verses together.
罗马书第十二章，我们一同来读。我们读第十八、十九节，一二三。
若是人行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记着说，主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”再念一次。若是人行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤。宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们。